Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hey, beloveds. Happy Friday. This week went by so fast. Yes, it's the weekend. And I got to share with you another set of the Fave Fives. And this week, I wanted to share with you guys my Fave Five things on my registry from Amazon that just make sense. So I'm getting married in September, and it is coming up fast. And it's like when we originally planned this wedding, it was November of last year. But pandemic, I had a baby. We had to replan the whole thing. And I think the first time that I went through and did my Amazon registry or any of the registries that we had, we like asked for ridiculous things. Because isn't that sort of what you seemingly think you're supposed to do when you have a wedding registry? Like, I do believe still in the notion that you should ask for the things that you won't buy for yourself. But I mean, some of the stuff on there is just like, I do use my KitchenAid because I make cakes all of the time. I make my own buttercream. But for the average person, you don't need a KitchenAid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, unless you're using it for a specific something, you can just get a hand mixer. And that's also on my registry. But that wasn't one of the Fave Five. So I wanted to tell you guys the stuff that I'm asking for people that I actually want. And I think those are the things that you should put on your registry too, like unassuming things that you actually need. And I feel like it's good to put a mix of stuff that seems sort of high end so people don't think they're like cheating you. Like, oh, I don't want to be the cheapie that bought them this, but it's not actually like hyper expensive. Like, I don't really know what's customary to give somebody in the way of a wedding present. Like, the pandemic changes things in terms of money and all of that stuff. So it's like, I don't want to be asking for stuff that's crazy expensive on my registry. I'd rather you get me something that's $10 that I actually want. And there actually is some stuff on here that's pretty cheap. So without further ado, first on the Amazon registry list, and I mean, this obviously doesn't have to be just for a wedding registry either. This could be a treat for yourself. These are really good for housewarming presents as well. It's called Top Soap. This little gadget is not anything I would have thought to buy for myself, but I came across it and it's so useful for people like my fiance, Marshall, who love gadgets, who are OCD, and like to refill things. Like, I'm kind of a sucker for all of those restocking videos that you see on TikTok, and this falls right there. Because Top Soap, it comes in this little pouch, and the thing that I can equate it to is sort of like those squeezy fruit packets that your kids have, but it comes with an attachment that pours into your soap dispenser. Like if you have a newer type of kitchen or if you remodeled your kitchen recently, they come with the soap dispensers for the dish soap already in the countertop. But then in order to refill it, you have to get underneath there and unscrew it, and it's a pain. But with this, it's almost like a little spout that you just refill it real quick and boom, you're good to go. No mess, no fuss. Nice. And it's only $5.99. Yes, this is on my Amazon wedding registry. Again, it's one of those things that you'd be like, well, do they really want that? Yes. Yes, I do. Next on the list is one of those ones I was talking about that seems super, super high end. Now, don't get me wrong. This product for the quality, totally. And I put it on my wedding registry, but then I got it for myself because I wanted these that badly. And if somebody didn't get them for me, I was like, well, I was going to be sad. So I went ahead and got it for me. But it's by this company, Stone Lane, and its Stone Lane porcelain dish set serves 16 people, this one that I saw on Amazon. It's $79.99. I got the marbled matte gray. It's so pretty. It literally looks like a countertop wood with the marble, like gray and white swirls, because my entire house is grayish, so why should my plates be? But I think I really love the idea that when they send it to you, their packaging is beautiful. And $80 is the perfect, I think, wedding present for somebody that you want to give them a really good gift that they're really going to enjoy, but you don't want to break the bank. These are dishwasher safe because, side note, if it doesn't go in the dishwasher in my house, I don't like it. And they come in all different kinds of designs. Like this one in particular, the set that I have, it comes in like a peachy, like a rose mauve marble, but I wanted gray. They also have gold and white ones on their website. I think I saw like all different kinds of colors, black, speckled, they're beautiful too. Like I took a picture of it when I first got it on my table next to my plant and put a nice little filter on it and got all artsy fartsy because it was really that pretty. I mean, and they say that if it comes flawed or damaged in any way, 30 days after your purchase, they'll do it with a smile. They say they'll return it. You're good to go. Like, and the packaging is just so cute. It's like they send it with this big old card that says, thank you for choosing Stone and Lane, where this just come true. Like, if that's not the perfect thing to put on your wedding registry, I don't know what is. And moving on to the next thing on the list is the fridge organizer storage bins. Again, with the TikTok restocking videos, I am obsessed with these. And we have this really nice fridge, you know, because we upgraded the fridge when we built the house. But our fridge is a mess. Like, our eggs go in the cartons, like all of the juice boxes and stuff are all over there for my kid. And they're $32 for a pack of eight. Again, it's like one of those nice presents that you wouldn't think I would want. You think you're being the cheapo by buying it, which $32 isn't cheap for a wedding present. But you know what I mean? You think, oh, do they really want those refrigerator bins? Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. One thing on my Amazon list that I absolutely want. So just recently I had my closet redone, my closet stretchers. If you're thinking about it, do it. It's so worth the return of investment. A, for your home, and B, just for your happiness, because my closet is my happy place. Whole other podcast about that one. But this Frenchie home furniture stool, because I have a regular crappy metal step stool that's got paint all over it. But I don't want to bring that in my new closet because I had shelves put up top for like purses or shoes that are seasonal that I don't use all the time. I sound super bougie, but I swear I'm not. But this stool is like a nice wood white painted stool, and it's only $51. Like, that is the type of wedding present that I'm like, yes, please. Because every time I'm in my closet and I'm in my happy place that you have bought me this stool, I will think of you. And legit, if I don't get it for my wedding present, I will buy it for myself. And last but never least on the list is on Amazon as well. They're all on Amazon, derp. So the Simple Gourmet Measuring Cup and Spoon Set. So this one's stainless steel. Right now, I literally think I have like a spoon set from the dollar store from back in the day. Excuse me. And this one's $26.99. Another good wedding present. Are allergies getting you? Because they're getting me. But that's it. That's the Fave 5 this week, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Really Riley. And as always, hit me up in the DMs if you want to add to this list. At Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram and Facebook. TikTok is RileyCouture7. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. Y'all have a great day. Thank you for listening to Really Riley. I'll talk to you next week.